This is our pharmacy conducting cardiology clinic follow up report on patient Ms. Maria Alonso, medical letter number 35166, date of birth 24th of August 1987, date of visit is 22nd of January 2013, reason for visit, palpitation and tachycardia, respiratory Ms. Maria Alonso, a 25-year-old lady came in for follow-up today. Period of consultation, since her toprol was increased to 50 milligram POQHS, her palpitation has markedly improved and she barely feels any now. Period patient is not having any chest pain, short breath, apopnea, or PND. Period patient is not having any syncopal episode. Period. Next slide, please. Medications. Toprol XL, 50 mg per day, social history patient has any smoking, review system, constitution, negative for fatal chills, cardiovascular, negative for chest and palpitation, respiratory, negative for short breath, cardiac, negative for nausea, vomiting, muscle skeleton, negative for edema, cyanosis, neuro, negative for dizziness, syncope, physical examination, young lady in acute cardiopulmonary distress, heart rate 100, 1, blood pressure 112 over 80, respirations 18, temperature febrile, weight 131 pounds, GNT, monopolic, extracomuscular intact, neck jugular fascia is not visible, extremity is no edema, chart V electrocardiogram showed sinus tachycardia with heart rate of 101 beats per minute, assessment time, sinus tachycardia period. Patient is asymptomatic now, but her heart rate remains just above 100, and therefore I have decided to increase the dose of her Toprol XL to 75 mg PQHS. Period of consultation, occasionally she has noted that her diastolic blood pressure is 90 or above, and this increase in the dose of Toprol will also help regulating her blood pressure. Period patient was also advised to lose 5 to 10 pounds of weight to better control her blood pressure. Period. The next slide, please. Follow-up clinic visit in 3 months. Period. Will refill her Toprol prescription to Toprol XL 75 mg PQHS. This is done. Thanks.